from New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas based on the famous theatrical books begun by the late Burns Mantle. Now edited by the distinguished drama critic of the New York Daily News, John Chapman. Mr. Chapman.
Once again, welcome to our audience. Our best play is a comedy, almost a farce even, called She Loves Me Not. Howard Lindsay adapted it from a novel by Edward Hope in 1933. It was a big hit, and in it a young man named Burgess Meredith scored a success in the role of Buzz, a student, and Meredith's nickname has been Buzz ever since. Heading our cast tonight are Eddie Bracken and Ann Thomas. Eddie as Paul, another student, and Miss Thomas is Curly, the girl who causes all the trouble. In the part of a gangster is Harry Belliver, who was in the original Broadway production.
This is a story about Princeton.
It starts with one Michael Dawson, who is usually referred to by his colleagues as Professor. His field, advanced studies in higher mathematics, the laws of probability and chance. But he was not, as you might think, an associate of Professor Einstein's at Princeton. In fact, his only connection with Princeton was involved in the laying of wagers on Saturdays during the football season. For Professor Dawson was a bookmaker. He made one mistake. He attempted to extend his operations into the more lucrative field of the numbers racket in the city of Philadelphia. He was discouraged more or less permanently while attending an exhibition of the dance at a small salon, more or less accurately called the Hilarity Club. The evening's entertainment was ended rather abruptly.
Up for me. I just called to say I'm getting out of town. No, right now. Somebody just shot Mike Dawson at the club. Did I see who shot him? Sure, that's why I'm leaving town. You think I want to spend 4 months in jail as a material witness? Listen, a girl who strips 3 shows a night has to be very careful. I'm not taking any chances with my reputation.
But, as I was saying, this is a story about Princeton. Primarily about a senior, Paul Lawton. A typical Nassau student, complete with Brooks Brothers jacket, orange and black tie, and a pipe.
Paul, I wish you put that part away. You know it makes me ill.
Gee whiz, Francis.
If you think you can humiliate me, you're... To be an hour late for dinner at the Elliott's.
But...
The Elliott's of all people.
Well,
and why... You have the gall to tell me it was because of a lost dog.
You should have seen him, Francis. Sort of half Pekingese and half Great Dane.
That's immoral. I think that this whole conversation is an extremely bad taste.
But...
And you don't care more for your fiancé than you do for a dog.
Well, they're not the same.
I should hope not.
You don't understand, honey.
I can't understand a Princeton man behaving this way. Mother warned me to be satisfied with William and Mary. But I had to hold out for Princeton.
Oh, Francis.
Paul Lawton, I'm sick and tired of it. Lost dogs, pigeons, cats. They all seem to mean more to you than I do.
Oh, honey.
I'm warning you. The next stray you pick up is the end.
Hmm? What's that? Hey, go on. Get out. Scat. No more cats. Go on. Hey! What are you doing out there?
I didn't mean anything.
But I
was standing outside watching you. I saw you eat that cake.
Well, dear, come here. Let me... hold on here. Come on in here. Yeah. Let me help you now.
Thanks.
Have some cake?
Thanks a lot. Gee, is it good?
I know how it is about cake. Sometimes I could commit murder for it. Feel better?
Yeah. I haven't had anything to eat since yesterday in Philadelphia.
Broke, huh?
Yeah.
You mean you're starving? Oh, here, have another piece of cake.
You see, it's kind of dry. Maybe some water?
Wait, listen, look, I got a couple of dollars. Let's go to a restaurant. You can't live on cake.
I can't go out.
Why not?
I can't be seen. The police are after me.
What, you do? The police? What is it, murder, arson, concealed weapons?
Murder.
Murder?
You see, I was doing my number.
Your number?
Yeah, you know, in a nightclub. I was just getting down to the big finish, then the shooting started.
Yeah?
I slipped and sat down on the floor, and then I just grabbed my coat and run.
Oh.
I didn't even get a chance to change. Look.
You were pretty close to the finish, huh?
I wanted to get to New York, but I only had money to come this far to Princeton. I've been walking around all day. I was afraid to talk to anybody.
Wait a minute. You're Curly Flag. Hilarity Club. Sure, here it is on the front page. See? Wanted as material witness.
Uh-huh. I knew a girl once who was mixed up in a murder, and they held her in jail for 4 months.
Huh?
Just because they think you've seen something.
Can they really do that?
Sure, if you can't put up no bond.
That's a dirty shame. Look, my allowance doesn't come till next week, and I'm flat, but I've got $4,
well,
and...
That's no use. They'll be watching for me everywhere.
Well, gee, there. Let's see now. There must be something we could do.
You know, you college boys get a real break.
Hmm?
Look at this room now, just like in the movies. You got a cigarette?
Oh, sure.
I've been walking around all morning afraid to sit down for fear maybe somebody would ask me questions.
I don't blame you.
And then I looked in your window and I thought you looked like somebody who might help a girl. You haven't got a drink, have you?
I'll borrow one.
What's that?
Oh, that's Buzz Jones. He's got the room upstairs. He's a tap dancer in our show.
Oh, I didn't know Princeton was in show business.
Only in an amateur way.
Amateur.
I got sort of an idea for you, Curly. Maybe Buzz can help. If anybody knocks on the door while I'm out, play dead.
Hey!
Huh?
See if he's got a drink.
The condition of the banking structure depends on government credit. Oh, the condition...
Listen, Buzz, you gotta help me.
I'm studying economics.
What do you think I got down in my room?
A stray cat.
Not this time. A chorus girl.
Yeah, look under my typewriter, you'll find Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, listen, this is on the level.
What, you mean you've got a girl in your room?
Uh-huh.
A female girl?
Naturally. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Only 2 weeks before you graduate?
Yeah.
It isn't worth it. You better chase her out of Princeton so fast.
I can't. She's wanted by the police. She's mixed up in a murder.
Yeah, sure. Will you get out of here and let me start?
Buzz, honest, it's true. She's down there. She's a material witness. They can keep her in jail for 6 months until the case comes to trial. Did you know that? Well, she's in trouble, and we gotta help her.
How do you do it, boy? You have a talent for messes.
Well, you're in it now, too. I declare you in.
Thanks, pal.
Oh, you're good at this sort of thing. Remember that, the one, after the Penn game?
All right, I'm with you. Let's get down and see what you've got.
Curly, this is Buzz Jones.
Pleased to meet you.
Likewise. Say, how tall are you?
I'm 5'3½, or 4.
I'm 5'5", myself.
Well, that's all very striking, but, what of it?
Don't you see, she can wear my clothes.
How do you mean?
No, you keep quiet. Paul, We can't hide her here in her own clothes. Anyway, you said she wasn't wearing any under that coat.
Oh, I am, too. I got a very decent act. Look.
Holy smoke. Decent? No, Dodd. Obviously, you can't hang around Princeton that way. It wouldn't be fair to you or to Princeton. But look, Paul, if we dress her as a boy, like maybe your kid cousin come down to visit, Hope Center Old Nassau, you know, that malarkey.
I don't know. I've seen girls wearing boys' clothes, you know, when they put, there are differences.
Well, sure. Well, give her baggy things. Who'll know? Say, you ever cut anybody's hair?
No, I can't say they have.
Now, wait a minute.
Tough. Neither have I. Well, there's always a first time.
Now, wait a minute.
How about scissors?
Well, I got a pair of nail scissors.
Now, that'll have to do.
All right. You think I'm going to turn you kids loose on my hair with nail scissors?
My dear young woman, I must ask you not to interrupt. Now, which is it, a haircut or the cops? We're taking a big risk helping you.
Sure.
Okay, now get the scissors. Give her a regular Princeton cut.
I wouldn't dare.
Well, hurry anyway. We've got to get her into some pants before we all get expelled.
Don't move. Take
it easy. Well, here we are. My second best suit. Say, that's some haircut. What's the notch for?
That's where she moved.
Look, Paul, on the rest of it, can't you not nick it up so much? It looks kind of chewy.
Oh.
No. Take it easy, Curly. I met Broughton in the hall, and I borrowed a fifth. Would that pacify you?
No, but it'd make me feel better.
Here. You know, if they catch her, you and I aren't going to graduate.
I know. That's what makes it so lousy. As if we had designs on her. I wouldn't want any part of it.
Me neither.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
Well, I mean, doesn't it make you feel safe?
Well, you don't have to talk as if I was a stray cat. A girl likes to think that
Think
maybe she's...
some other time. As far as we're concerned, you're as safe here as you'd be in a convent. Now, you go in the bedroom and get into those clothes.
All right, but they look awful baggy.
You know, we need a witness in case the university finds out.
What good would that do us?
Well, you know, a witness that we're not... that our intentions are honorable.
Well, where are you going to get witnesses about that? Hire a troop of mind readers?
Look, there are three rooms on this entry. Suppose we let Broughton in on it.
I don't know.
But it protects us. We can all swear...
I can swear to your intentions, and you can swear to mine. But I'd hate to have to take an oath to swear about Broughton.
I'm all dressed now.
Oh, boy, do you look awful. That hair.
The way she looks now sort of helps our story about honorable intentions.
I don't really hold a haircut against you, boys. You've been real sweet to me, and I'm awful much obliged.
You're awful much... Come on, Buzz. We'll have to tackle Broughton.
I mean, a girl, a real girl, in Anderson Hall?
Sure, a dancer.
A stripper.
Yeah?
Oh, what are you keeping her here for, anyway?
I told you, so we can dig up a job for her, so she can hide a couple of months.
Yeah? Count me out. I don't want to get thrown out of school.
Look, Broughton, if this girl was drowning in a lake, you'd help her, wouldn't you?
When she starts drowning, let me know. Why should I get busted out of college for her?
The university doesn't have to know anything about it, and even if they do, look at us. The best type of seniors. You're a fullback, Buzz is an editor of the Princetonian, and I wrote the Triangle Show.
Yeah, but a chorus girl.
A stripper.
If one man was caught hiding a chorus girl in the dormitories, it might look very bad, but not three men.
Well...
Yes, at Princeton, no.
We're going to wire our families to find a job for her. We'll slip her out of Princeton and nobody will know.
You said... she was in costume?
Well, not anymore. She's dressed as a boy now.
Oh, why didn't you call me before?
Okay, Broughton, you're in on it. Come on to my room and meet Curly.
Miss Flagg? Mr. Broughton.
Hiya, boy.
Oh, why didn't you guys call me before?
Hey, wait a minute. Something wrong with her.
Lipstick.
Oh, no.
Well, I look so pale and sick, I thought I...
You're supposed to be a boy.
Hey, Buzz, a washcloth, huh?
Yeah, coming up.
Here, now, scrub that off.
And that red stuff, that's got to come off the nails.
It's her eyes, mostly.
Curly, are they fake, too?
What do you mean, too?
I mean, have you got makeup on them?
No, they're like that.
Listen, Curly, little boys don't know they've got eyelashes. You got to use your eyes to see with and nothing else.
I got you.
Now, any other suggestions?
Well, I think maybe she ought to keep the coat buttoned.
Yeah.
Like this?
No. You'd better leave it open after all.
Okay.
This isn't going to be as easy as we think.
Forget it, Paul. It's a cinch. Look, I'll run up to New York tonight and see if the old man has a job for us. You can stay here in my room.
And you can have a pair of my pajamas.
Great.
Well, I'll see you in the morning. I'll have to run to get to midnight.
Okay.
So long, Curly.
You can lock my door on the inside.
I'll be all right.
I'll see you.
Take it easy.
Well, you think he can really get me a job?
Maybe, but Buzz's father is head of Supersound Pictures, so...
You mean movies?
Movies, yeah.
Gee, can you imagine?
Keep your voice down. Hey, you all the way to Trenton. Well, you'd better go right to bed. You must be dead.
Huh, I'm feeling great. You want a drink?
No, no, thanks.
You boys have been so good to me. Especially you. Oh, gee, you're a swell kid.
I got a 9 o'clock lecture. I gotta get some sleep.
Oh, don't walk out on me. Sit down and have a cigarette.
Well, I can't.
Oh, sure you can. Sit down there. Maybe you'd like a drink.
A cigarette is fine. A couple of puffs and I'll go to bed. Maybe you'd like to hear the radio.
You know, I never met any boys like you before. The only college boys I see are loaded to the gills hollering, and then somebody helps them after they pass out.
That's a pretty characteristic description.
You really gonna help me?
Well, I sent a wire to my uncle, too. He foreclosed on a couple of hotels that have floor shows. I asked him if he had a spot for a deserving chorus girl to send me a wire or something.
Oh, I'm not really a chorus girl. I do a specialty. I could show you. It's kind of hard in a tweed suit.
Never mind. Look, Curly, I've got some studying to do. Or something.
Yeah, I just want some company, that's all. I'm very grateful. How else can a girl show she's very grateful?
I don't know. Well, good night.
You don't have to go downstairs yet a while. Look, I get awful scared up here all alone. I get awfully scared.
Yeah, well, it scares me, too.
Aw, you poor kid.
Look, Curly, you got to be careful. You got to help us all you can.
Oh, sure. Well, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Nothing.
Nothing? I hope Buzz gets to New York all right.
He's going to get me into pictures, huh?
The sooner the better.
Sit down and finish your cigarette.
But
you've really been the sweetest.
Oh.
I never met a Princeton boy before. You know, people say they were at college, but you...
Oh, you cut that out.
Oh, what's the matter? You messed my hair up enough. Now, how did I get into your lap? Hey, you stood up!
Listen to me, Curly Flag. I got no more romantic interest in you than I have in the United States Senate. No more than I'd have in a horse if I saw a man beating him and I made him stop. Now, don't you ever do a thing like that to me again.
You get out of here.
Now, go on, and then don't come back. Now, listen,
go on.
Look, Curly, I was only trying to tell you. Now, let me go. Will you please?
Pardon me. I didn't mean to disturb you.
You're not disturbing anybody. There's nothing going on. Will you please?
No? Well, okay. Have it your way.
You get out of here.
You can trust me.
Look, Broughton,
you get out of here, too.
Don't worry. I will.
You lousy barber.
I just got a letter from Paul. No, it's not a stray cat this time. No, he's taken in a stray chorus girl. I'm going right down to Princeton to break the engagement. What? Mother, a man may have the right to one chorus girl in his life, but at least he could have the decency to wait till after we're married.
Miss Hilton, take a telegram. Dean, Princeton University, Princeton, New Jersey. My nephew, Paul Lawton, wires he has met, quote, deserving chorus girl, unquote. Fail to understand how Princeton allows students to involve themselves. Please investigate. Signed, Charles M. Lawton.
Oh, Mr. B? Muggs, yeah. What are you sore for? Mike Dawson's dead, ain't he? Yeah, I plugged him good. The girl? Yeah, she saw me, but I'll take care of that. Little Artie Boyle saw her. He makes book at the Princeton's College. Princeton, you know, the one that doesn't play basketball at Madison Square Garden. I'm on my way there now. When I get through with her, she won't identify nobody.
Oh, now listen, Manny, what are you guys doing out there on the coast? I'm a press agent, not a critic, but I'm telling you, Manny, you show that picture to the banking boys, they'll have Supersound in bankruptcy in 2 minutes. Yeah, I know college musicals are supposed to stink, but there's a limit. Yeah, all right. All right, I'll figure out something. Yeah, now, Buzz, you say that you and those other boys are keeping a girl in your rooms at Princeton.
Well, I was hoping Dad would be here, Mr.
Well, he left me in charge, but you say this is all perfectly innocent, huh?
Oh, yes, we're saving her from something worse than death.
Where did you get a line like that? You know, if a writer came around with this story, I'd fire him so fast. Wait a minute. College love.
No. You don't understand, Mr. McNeil. It's not love.
No, that's the picture we just finished. It needs something, anything.
You see, we want to hide her where no one will ever see her.
Try the balcony of one of our dips.
We couldn't let her go to jail.
Hush, child, I'll handle this.
You will, O.G., Mr. McNeil, thanks. We got to be careful, though. If this gets out, we're through. You'll be careful?
Oh, brother, will I be careful?
I've got to meet Mother for dinner. So long, Mr. McNeil. And remember, it's got to be kept awfully quiet.
Like a tomb. So long, Buzz. Hello, Molly. Call the coast, tell Al we're scrapping college love. I got a whole new storyline. You see, three kids hired a chorus girl in the Princeton dorm. Now, this will star the original chorus girl herself, the greatest talent they ever saw. She's terrific, beautiful, intelligent, talented, and her name's, Curly something. Now, get me the APUPINS and a ticket to Princeton.
Yes?
I'm Paul Lawton. I'm waiting to see the dean.
Paul, won't you come in?
Oh, thank you.
You'll be back soon. Lawton, aren't you the boy who wrote the music for the Triangle Show?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I just love it. Would you come over sometime and play it for me?
Oh, I don't want to seem curious, but I'd like to know who you are first.
Oh, I thought you'd guess. I'm Midge Mercer, Dean Mercer's daughter.
You're his daughter?
I think it surprises him, too.
Oh, I didn't mean, well, Princeton men usually know what girls there are in town. What beautiful girls there are, anyway.
Beautiful is a big word.
Well, you...
I've only been home from Paris for a little while. I've been over there studying.
Oh, have you?
Now, tell me, Mr. Lawton, what have you been doing?
Doing?
Well, doesn't calling on the dean indicate naughtiness?
Oh.
Well, what have you been doing?
Well,
the confession's very good for the soul.
It's all very foolish and complicated. You wouldn't be interested.
No, I'll stop you if I'm bored. If you have a story to tell Father, maybe you'd better try it out on me first.
Okay.
Well, Lawton, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, sir, I think your father's got a telegram... I think you've got a telegram about me today, sir.
Yes.
And...
It came after you left this morning, there on the table. Do you know what's in it?
I can guess. Something about how can Princeton allow me to get mixed up with chorus girls.
Then you're mixed up with chorus girls?
No. Well, she isn't really a chorus girl at all.
What is she then?
A stripper.
And you're involved with it?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What do you mean?
Well, wouldn't you like to be?
No. I mean, now that I've met you, I've got trouble enough.
Oh? Well, you're not involved with chorus girls. Why the telegram?
Well, that's what I came to explain to your father.
Try it on me. See what I think.
All right. sir, you see, her name is Curly Flag.
Well?
And, Flag, Curly Flag. I was in Trenton.
Why?
Why? I've... movie?
Wrong. Try again.
Dinner with friends.
One more guess.
A party.
Better.
A party. And the girl stopped and asked for money.
Being college students, you borrowed a quarter from her and went away rejoicing.
Yeah. No. Anyway, we got to talking, and she told her story to
a
me.
Flashbacks. Very bad dramatic technique.
Well, anyway, I telegraphed my uncle asking about a job for her, and that accounts for the telegram. There. I'm sorry I bored you.
Not at all. I enjoyed every minute of it. And there are parts of it, I believe.
Parts of it?
Will you answer me one question?
All right.
Is she the girl the police want in Philadelphia?
What?
Yes or no?
Where did you ever get such an idea as that?
Well, you used her right name. It was in the papers. Oh, I won't tell. Where is she now?
In a little hotel in Kingston.
I mean, where is she now?
In Buzz Jones' room.
What?
Yeah, we cut her hair and we dressed her up as a boy.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus.
Oh, no.
Hey, look. Look here, Mr. Lawton.
Hmm?
I'll help you, but only under certain conditions. I must see Curly Flag.
Oh, no.
I could manage to lose that telegram, you know.
Would you do that?
If I can meet Curly Flag. Everybody's out of the dorm at supper, aren't they?
Well, sure, but I...
Well, I'll be there at 6:10. What's the address?
54 Anderson. And my uncle will expect an answer to that telegram.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll sign it Mercer, Princeton.
Good.
That isn't poetry.
No.
Well, here goes your telegram.
Oh, gee, I'm awfully glad you see it that way, Midge. You know, something, this is very funny.
What is?
Well, you know, when I wrote the Triangle Show, I made up a girl. She was exactly like you, and I was thinking, Midge, I want to tell you how much I appreciate that, good morning, Dean Mercer.
Huh? Good morning.
Good morning, Dad.
Morning, Midge. Oh, you're Lawton, aren't you?
Yes. I came over here
to play the music.
Midge, isn't there a telegram here for me?
No, Dad.
I was told there was one.
Oh, one came from me.
Western Union called me up and said they delivered one here.
Really?
Well, it's not important. They read it to me over the telephone. Lawton?
Sir?
Will you drop into the office late this afternoon?
The office?
On second thought tomorrow at 9.
9.
That way I'll have the whole morning to attend to you.
In a moment, Act Two of She Loves Me Not by Howard Lindsay on Best Plays. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
Who's this? Who's there?
It's all right, Curly. It's me, Broughton.
I brought your dinner.
Sandwiches again? Why don't I ever get nothing but sandwiches?
What do you want, a 6-course meal out of a paper bag?
Did you give my messages to Lawton downstairs?
He said he was too busy to come up.
He would. Yella. Look, why don't you tell him I'm lonesome or something? Say, where's the one who was going to get me in pictures?
Oh, Buzz? Oh, he's still in New York.
The way you boys keep away from me, you'd think I was poison.
You are, Curly. See you around.
Sandwiches. Buzz Jones is out of town.
I wouldn't have believed.
Why not? He can go out of town.
Now, that is a good performance.
I've seen women play boys before. Let's see you walk.
Let's see you walk. Just turn around and walk.
Oh, forgive me. I forgot my card.
You're Mr. McNeil?
Mrs. McNeil's proudest boast to this day.
From the movie?
There is no McNeil but McNeil, and McNeil is his prophet.
Gee.
Precisely. You were in the presence of one of the great men of your time. May we speak freely?
I guess so, Mr. McNeil.
Okay, I'll speak. You listen. How would you like to be featured in your first picture?
Wow!
Be quiet. When I feel an answer is required, I'll wait for it. Now, there are several things to be settled. Your age...
19.
Your figure, that is your salary. Well, I think I can approve of your qualifications, although you may have to go to a hospital for a few days to get your voice cut out of your nose and grafted into your throat.
Listen.
You listen, I'll talk. Now, when you sign the contract, Supersound will post any necessary bonds with the police. Your legal troubles will be finished. Now, you'd like that, huh?
Well, gee, sure.
All you've got to do is what I tell you. We'll take pictures here tonight. Understand? You do everything I tell you, right?
Well, Mr. McNeil...
I will draw the line at your honor.
But look at it for you.
You look it, stop it, and listen. Here's the gag. We've got a college musical, Blue Whistler. We're junking it and cutting you in as star.
A star.
Now, we've got to get you enough publicity in a hurry, so you've got a name. You have got a name, haven't you?
Oh, Mr. McNeil. Mr. McNeil,
Have lots of time to cry when option time comes up. Now, Andy Arkell's coming in from New York to take pictures. He'll be out around 6:30. Now, we'll take a couple of you hanging out the window. Plenty of legs. You've got them, haven't you?
Sure. I don't always wear tweed pants. Mr. McNeil, do you think I can really play the part?
Oh, sure. In the picture, you're a nightclub dancer.
A stripper.
Dancer. This is for the family trade. This gangster makes advances, and you fight him off.
Comedy, huh?
No, you're a sweet, pure girl.
Yeah?
But some instinct tells you he's poison, so you fight him off. Tears off your robe, and you stand there. In costume, of course.
Of course?
Your brother comes in just in time, and he shoots him. You run away so you won't have to be a witness, and a college boy finds you and he hides you.
Say, isn't that a coincidence?
Isn't it? You and the boy fall in love. His father accuses you of friendship for the gangster, and you say, if fighting him off tooth and nail is friendship, then I am guilty. You convince him you're pure, so he makes advances.
Gee.
And this time his son rescues you, and he marries you.
Then he makes advances.
Huh? Yeah, sure. Sure, why not? Now, all that remains is for you to sign these contracts.
Ah, no, not without reading them. I signed one once without reading it, to dance in a cabaret in Cuba.
What was wrong?
Have you ever been in Cuba, New York?
Okay. Okay, the smarter you are, the better I like it. You wait here, I'll be back with the cameras. But you do what I tell you. For the duration of the emergency, you will cede yourself to me without question.
But you just...
In a nice way, I mean. Your private life, if any, doesn't concern me.
All right.
Hello.
Midge.
Weren't you expecting me?
I was taking a bath.
I noticed Waldorf Astoria. You get all your towels there?
Come on in. I'll get dressed. Make yourself at home.
Nice room, except for the beer stein. Aren't they a little out of date?
Somebody sold them to me in my freshman year, and I didn't know any better. What did your father say after I left?
Nothing, which usually means trouble. Hey, where's our heroine?
Upstairs. She'll wait.
Why?
Well, now that I've got my clothes on, I thought we could talk and I could... Oh, Midge.
Paul, please.
Midge.
Well, I suppose girls who come to boys' rooms expect a little messing about.
I don't know why I did that.
You don't?
I mean... Would you think I was idiotic if I told you I loved you?
Not on the face of it. It's been said to me once or twice.
Well, I mean it. I am.
Well, I do like you, but I'm not in love with you.
Oh?
Or am I?
Well, gee, I don't know.
We could test for love. Try kissing me again.
Sure.
Well, I'm not sure.
You're not?
Try it again.
All right.
You know, I think I am.
Midge.
Where?
Francis.
Francis.
Francis, may I present Miss Francis Abathnot, my fiancée.
I thought I'd find her here. Deserving, eh? And as for you, you want an adventuress.
Francis, you're
looking
a mistake.
Shut up! I'm going to tell this taxi dancer.
I'm afraid this is all a little over my head. I suppose Paul might explain, but he seems to be seized by a cataleptic fit.
Midge,
Thank you for a most interesting performance.
Midge.
Good night.
But Midge, that was Miss Mercer, the dean's daughter.
Dean's daughter? Well, what was she doing here?
You don't understand, Francis.
Oh, I certainly do. And I want you to know, Paul Lawton, that we're through. Finished.
We are.
Chorus girl. I could tell she was the kind of girl who...
Now, wait a minute, Francis. I'll not have my fiancée talking that way about the girl I love.
The girl you... Princeton, man. The next fiancée I have is going to be from the International Correspondence School.
Francis,
goodbye.
Francis.
Yeah. When'll he be back?
Tomorrow.
That's very interesting. Ain't I seen you before?
Me? No.
Sure I have. Coily!
Well, you were the one who...
Who what? You seen me before, huh?
No. Of course
maybe not. At the Hilarity Club, huh?
No. I didn't see anything.
Well, I was sent down to make sure, Coily. Good and sure. People who remember faces sometimes go for a long ride.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. Here... We're going on a nice trip, just you and me.
I don't know anything, honest.
Sure, Curly, sure.
I wouldn't tell the cops. That's why I ran away, honest.
Yeah, suppose they was to find you, and some smart assistant DA says, Curly, talk or we'll bury you till you do.
Oh.
And maybe you'd remember me then, huh?
No.
Well, I'm not taking no chances. Come on.
Let go of me. Let go.
Come on, you. Come on, Curly. You'll be biting me, would you? Why, you little...
You take your hands off.
Hold steady. Now, you butt out of
here. Paul, I'm
sure. Well, you
try to let go.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, who is he? He isn't a Princeton man.
He's a gunman from Philadelphia. He came here to rub me out.
Maybe I better hit him again.
No, he'll stay out. I kicked him in the head. He's the guy that did that shooting at the Hilarity.
You mean he's a murderer?
Sure.
He carries a gun?
Maybe two or three. We better search him.
And I just hit him. I just stood there and I hit him.
Yes? Two guns. One under each arm.
You should have told me.
I better tie him up. You think Buzz would mind if I use his necktie?
Two guns. One under each arm.
Here he is. Nice and tight. I used to work in the Christmas rush at Bloomingdale.
Good. Hey, listen. Somebody's coming.
He's at the door. Sock him, Paul.
Sure. Who is that?
That's Gus McNeil. What did I have to hit him for?
What you said. Who is he?
The best friend I got. Gus.
Well, you better search him. He might be loaded with guns.
You jerk. He's the guy who's going to get me into the movies. You probably ruined my whole career.
Listen, Curly, all I did was when you told me to sock him, I just swung back like
this.
Oh,
didn't I?
Oh.
What did you hit him for? Who is that?
Curly, it's the dean. Dean Mercer. I just... Look what you made me do. He's out cold.
Shots like this, Eddie.
All right, sit up anyway.
Then we get the one on the desk.
All right.
Oh, all right, you Curly. Now, come on, smile. Take a deep breath, smile.
Oh.
Good, shoot, Andy.
Hey, I think the old guy's coming too, Gus.
Oh, what's the difference? He's tied up tight in the 7-year contract. Oh.
You think maybe you could loosen the belt around my ankle?
Shut up, I'm busy. You ready for the next picture, Andy?
You set him up and I'll shoot him.
Well, up on the desk, Curly.
Okay, like this?
Uh-huh. Put your legs on the typewriter. No, down.
What do you think, Andy?
Oh. I don't know. Yeah, the first way was better.
You think so?
Yeah, I liked it much better.
Okay. First way, Curly.
There you are. Now, how about the story, Curly? What did you do when you landed in Princeton?
I just walked around for hours and hours.
Terrified.
And scared to death.
Hiding behind bushes, behind
trees. Let her tell her, will you, God?
Well, she told it to me, Andy. I'm just picking out the high spots for you. And then she fainted in the snow.
Now, cut it out, Gus. It hasn't snowed around here in 3 months.
Well, it hasn't all melted under the trees. Look, I'll show you. You can still see it.
Where?
Well, it's too dark, but that's where Lawton and the boys found her, and they carried her into the room.
And when I came to, they gave me some gin.
Ginger ale and cookies they gave her.
Paul Lawton, eh?
Yeah, he's a nice boy, but kind of sappy. They cut my hair and dressed me in boys' clothes.
They dressed you?
Certainly not. Give the kid a break. She's a sweet, modest girl. Curly, unbutton that top shirt button, huh?
Just the top one?
Yeah, that's enough. Well, she repulsed all their advances.
They made advances, eh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, college boys can't help making passes. You expect it of them.
Oh.
There goes the dean.
Maybe we better hit him again. Yeah, you got enough pictures, then?
Sure.
What happened?
What's your name, Mac? I'm from United Press.
I'm the dean of this college.
All right, but what's your name?
I demand that you release me immediately and leave these premises.
Hey, did you know the students were hiding a girl in this dormitory? Hiding her from the police?
I warn you, release me at once or you'll be placed under arrest.
What do you think, Gus?
Well, we don't know. He's the dean. We only got his word for it.
Yeah, he won't even give his name.
I warn you.
Let's take a few more, Andy. Curly, you got your dancing pants on?
Yeah.
Well, take off those tweeds.
Stop it! Stop it! I demand that you leave the university grounds immediately. I'll send for the police.
Just dial the operator and say, I want a police.
This is infamous.
I find it very interesting.
Curly, we need a picture of you sitting on somebody's lap.
Yeah, how about me, huh?
Shut up. Ah, oh, the dean.
Like this?
Help! Get her off me! Help!
Rumple his hair, Curly.
He hasn't got any.
Then rumple his scalp.
Oh, you'll all be arrested.
Kiss him. Nice fatherly one on the
floor. I protest. This is infamous. Infamous.
Put your face up, Pop.
Okay, Curly. Now we're finished.
They can't do this to me. They better let me out of here or I'll tear their jail down.
Don't worry, Andy. Joe got away with the pictures, didn't he?
Hey, Gus. Did you see me climb all over that Princeton cop when he tried to touch that camera?
That was quick thinking, baby. Quick thinking.
Gus, are you proud of me?
If I was in that cell, I'd show you how proud I was.
I wish you were.
Oh, Hollywood's going to love you, baby.
Hey, who's in charge of this jail? Hey!
Oh, save your voice. Joey will phone your story in. He'll have us out of here on bail before the second edition.
Maybe we shouldn't get bailed out until day after tomorrow, huh?
Why not?
Then it's good in the papers for a follow-up story.
Curly, you ought to be a press agent.
Hey, Gus, what become of the guy who did the shooting?
Well, he claimed he was a football scout from Columbia, and the dean had him released with an apology.
Hey, Taylor, I want to call my lawyer. I want to talk to the governor. Better yet, I want to talk to Frank Hayes.
Officer, look, a nice new $20 bill. Call up Supersound in New York and tell him Gus is in jail again.
Hey, mister, you got to get me some clothes. This blanket itches. You can't do this to me. I'm a movie star.
Drink your coffee, Father.
Oh, did you see that picture? What will the trustees say? A chorus girl on the lap of the Dean of Princeton. This never happened when Woodrow Wilson was here.
Father, didn't you tell them who you were?
I did. They didn't even listen. They just kept on taking pictures.
Father, must all three of the boys be dropped from Princeton?
Are you preparing to defend them? Your friend, Mr. Lawton, for example?
Not him. He has too many fiancés.
Why did they have to make me dean? I was happy as a professor. No morals to worry about. Oh, come in.
I beg your pardon.
How do you do?
Very distressed, sir.
Indeed. Well, I am Dean Mercer.
Yes, I recognized you from your pictures in the paper.
The papers will pay heavy damages for those pictures.
That doesn't interest me. I'm Charles Lawton of Detroit, uncle of Paul Lawton. Now, sir, what's all this nonsense?
I'm not sure that I understand you. I'm not sure that I care to.
There are evidently a number of people involved in this escapade, and it seems to me the innocent are being punished and the criminals allowed to escape.
Your opinion may not be of value.
Well, you're going to hear it whether it's of value or not.
Midge, will you please show Mr. Lawton to the door? I'm going to finish my...
Well, Miss Mercer, I've got to get those boys back into the university.
Well, you've certainly made a fine start. Who do you think my father was, one of your employees?
This means a great deal to me.
No more than it does to me. I'm just as anxious to get those boys back as you are.
Then will you help me on it?
No, but you can help me under my orders.
All right.
Oh, now what? Come in. Paul.
Oh, Uncle Charlie. What are you doing here?
I've come to see what kind of a disgraceful mess you've gotten yourself into. Can't be trusted to behave yourself while your father's away.
Mr. Lawton.
Yes?
Will you discuss this with your nephew somewhere else?
What?
If I may suggest that.
Well, when you've finished your business here, Paul, come to the Nassau Inn. Yes. I'll be waiting for you. Good day, Miss Mercer.
Goodbye, Mr. Lawton.
Midge.
I thought I said goodbye to you.
That was to my uncle.
Goes for you, too.
Well,
excuse me. I haven't finished breakfast.
Wait, don't go. I called to see your father, but I... Oh, good morning, Dean Mercer. I
don't believe I invited you to breakfast, Lawton.
I gotta talk to Midge.
I have nothing to say.
This is my breakfast hour. I am not accustomed to being interrupted at breakfast.
I know it looks as if I was trying to play two girls at once.
Yes,
but...
I'll admit I began to be suspicious at the arrival of your fiancé.
Quickly, Lawton. My postum is getting cold.
I've written a letter of resignation from Princeton.
You have?
Yes, sir.
An excellent idea. A man of your talents, Lawton, might do well at, say, Yale or Dartmouth. Definitely not Princeton.
Well, I started to just run away. I had my bags all packed, and then I heard you were kicking out Buzz Jones and Broughton, so I came back to explain that that wouldn't be fair, because it was all my fault.
They knew of this girl's presence in the dormitory?
Yes, sir, but only after I'd told them. It was my fault. They've got to graduate. And another thing, I'm no longer engaged.
Engaged in what?
Engaged to be married.
Very interesting, but I fail to see the connection.
Well, I just wanted everybody to know.
Oh.
It wasn't much of an engagement anyway. I mean, not important to me, at least. And, well, just one more thing. I apologize very deeply, sir, for hitting you.
For hitting me?
Yes. As you came through the door, I didn't know it was you.
You didn't know it was I?
No, sir. If I had, I'd... Well, you don't think for a minute I'd hit her father.
Whose father?
Hers. Midge. Well, I'm sorry for everything, and that's all. Goodbye.
You know, I don't think that boy is college material at all. What could Lawrenceville have been thinking when they sent him here? My postum's cold.
But, Mr. McNeil, my father's kicking Paul and the others out of Princeton. It's all your fault. You've got to help. Besides, think of the publicity.
Hello, Dr. McWalker. Gus McNeil. Remember the time you were caught in that floating crap game at Saratoga and I killed a story in the papers? You do. Well, as a trustee of the university, I want you to do me a favor.
Senator Adoniram Gray, Washington, have always admired you as fearless champion of Southern womanhood. Would like to call your attention to persecution of chivalry now taking place at Princeton University.
Hello. Hello, Shirley. Put through a call to Bishop Fulton Sheehan, Bishop G. Bromley Oxnam, and Rabbi David DeSola Poole. I'm playing this from all angles. Those kids are not going to be kicked out of Princeton.
Ah, Jinx, I'm very glad you and Tex asked me on the broadcast. You know, it's terrible what they're doing to those poor boys. You see, they were wonderful to me, just wonderful. They demonstrated the true spirit of Princeton when they took a forsaken chorus girl into their dormitory and protected me. Everybody should write a letter saying they shouldn't be kicked out of Princeton University, Princeton, New Jersey. That's P-R-I-N-C-E-T-O-N? Princeton.
Why, Mug, how perfectly fascinating. And then you pushed all three bodies from the car and drove back to your headquarters.
Yeah, can you imagine that, Francie? Thinking they was taking me for a ride. The joke was on them. I just had to laugh.
When did this incident happened?
2 or 3 months ago, just after that Milano business.
Oh, your brain works very fast.
Yeah, listen, Curly. I was never dumber than when I took you for Curly Flag. I should have known that no dame that uses language like you never worked in no nightclub.
May I see your gun?
Sure. Smith and Wesson. You're neat, eh? I couldn't get over the way you talked to me. I said to myself, Mug, for the first time in your life, you met a high-type girl. That's why when I saw you leaving that Princeton hotel, I had to trail you.
Oh, it's Gracie.
Hey, you dumb dame, that rod's loaded.
Really, Mr. Schnitzel?
Oh, call me Mug.
Just because I was curious about your gang murders, Mr. Schnitzel.
Oh, won't you call me Mug, huh?
You're becoming very presumptuous and impertinent.
That's the way I like to hear you talk.
Now that my curiosity about you is quite satisfied, I find myself a little nauseated.
Oh, I certainly go for you when you talk like that, baby.
I think you'd better go back to Philadelphia. That preposterous city would become you better.
Now, you lay off Philadelphia.
Yes, of course. Philadelphia would be proud.
Cut it out. I'm warning you.
Of all the impossible places, of all the stupid, dull, uninteresting sinkholes, Philadelphia... Oh, Maxie.
Oh. What you laughing at? What's funny, huh?
Well, I was just thinking of Mother. You're not even from William and Mary.
Need any help, us?
No, most of my stuff is borrowed anyway. You finished packing?
Yeah. We could take the 9:10.
I got a few bills around town. Midge Mercer asked me to drop by before we leave. You want
she
me
did?
To say anything to her for you?
No.
Well, goodbye, Princeton. Broughton's got 10 offers already for the football season.
Has he?
Yeah. Ah, cheer up. 10 years from now, we'll laugh at being busted out.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul. Did you ever think of this? If we hadn't have come to Princeton, we two would never have gotten acquainted.
Yeah.
Hi.
Midge. Look, we're in enough trouble.
Look, Curly Flag and that McNeil are back.
What?
Huh?
We've worked so hard trying to get you reinstated, and now they're bound to spoil it.
Midge.
You've got to get them out of here. Please, you've got to help me.
Sure. Where are they now?
I don't know. They're setting up newsreel cameras in front of Professor Einstein's house.
How did you find out they were in town?
They called the house. They wanted to take more pictures of Curly and Father.
Hey, you guys here.
Huh? About Curly being back?
Oh, is she back?
No, I mean about the telegrams. Thousands of them. Western Union is bringing them in wheelbarrows.
Well, that won't help us.
I guess not. Well, where should I go? They need a good fullback at Southern Methodist, but I don't know. I've always been a Presbyterian.
Well, I wish I was a football player.
Well, 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 this is a surprise. A quorum. Come on in, Curly.
Ah, Nassau. My boys.
Oh, nuts.
Why, Curly came all the way from New York to thank you, boys, didn't you, Curly?
Oh, my boys. Don't feel so bad about being can't... expelled out of college. Gus and I are working on that, aren't we, Gus?
Yeah. So, let's be friends, huh? Let's all be friends. Now, I want to get a picture of all of you together in front of Anderson Hall. Curly on the steps, you know, leg stuff, you know?
Forget it, McNeil. It can't be done.
I think you and Curly better go back to New York.
Not before we get a picture.
You're not going to get one. Now, blow.
Any bet?
I'll bet you're poking the nose.
Yeah, you and who else?
Quiet, Curly. Calm down, fullback.
Mr. McNeil, these boys are just too young to appreciate what it means. This is all so silly and so collegiate. Come, Gus.
Not without my picture.
Paul, I think maybe we ought to try to persuade Curly and Mr. McNeil to leave.
Huh? Leave why?
Your father's coming across the quadrangle, and he might take a dim view of your presence.
Will you get out of here?
Out of Princeton. If they find you here, they'll not only drop us, they'll shoot us.
Please, Mr. McNeil, maybe the dean won't hear a buzz and Broughton out. Would you please get out of here?
I beg you
to get out of here.
Oh, gosh.
Come in.
Morton, I want... Oh, no.
Hi, Dean. We've been looking all over for you.
This is most unfortunate. Most unfortunate. Lawton, have you any explanation?
Sir, she came back. She forgot her...
Dean Mercer, Miss Flagg and I have come back to Princeton to present our apologies.
Oh, hell, what's that camera set up outside the building for?
Well, that's to take a picture of Miss Flagg apologizing. To you.
If any pictures are taken on the university grounds, it'll have a very disastrous result. That's final.
If you won't let me apologize in front of the camera, I simply won't apologize. Come on, Gus.
Don't worry, baby. Before we leave, we'll get a picture of you and Professor Einstein.
Take it.
Lawton?
Yes, Dean Mercer.
There has been a meeting of the faculty committee on your case.
Oh, it's all right. I'm all packed.
The deliberate propaganda and official pressure that has been brought to bear on the faculty is resented. Bitterly resented.
Oh, I'm sure.
We in Princeton are not used to reaching academic decisions with the aid of texts and jinks.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't do it. I wouldn't hurt Princeton for anything.
I want you to know that such outrageous pressure tactics had no influence on the committee.
Oh, Paul.
And their decision to reinstate you was arrived at independently.
Reinstate?
Reinstate?
No! Oh, Paul, that's wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, gee, thanks, Dean Mercer. Thanks
very
much.
It was against my better judgment.
I want that outside.
I believe the student body has arrived to support you. I suppose it could be worse. They might have raided New Jersey Women's College for lingerie. Excuse me. I'll have to try to disperse them. Students! Gentlemen! Please!
Midge. Oh, Midge, I can't believe it. Everything's all right.
Except your engagement.
Well, that's right.
Well, you want to be engaged, don't you?
You mean you and me? I and me.
You will ask me, won't you?
Well, will I? What's that?
Curly, she jumped out of the upstairs window right in front of the camera.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, no, is she hurt?
No.
What happened?
She fell on your father.
You have just heard the Best Plays production of She Loves Me Not by Howard Lindsay, starring Eddie Bracken with Ann Thomas and Mason Adams. And here again is your host, drama critic John Chapman.
That was good fun, and I don't suppose it could have happened at Yale or Harvard. I've always liked those two voices, Eddie Bracken's squeaky one and Ann Thomas's cracky one. They and the company enjoyed doing this play, and I hope you enjoyed sitting with them and listening, as I've done. Next Friday, speaking of Burgess Meredith, Buzz is going to return to us in another best play by Maxwell Anderson, High Tor. Meredith did Winterset for us, you may remember, as our first play last summer. With him next Friday will be Maureen Stapleton, Edgar Stelly, and another fine company. This is Chapman saying goodbye until then.
Me Not was transcribed and adapted for radio by Ernest Kenoy. In the cast were Eddie Bracken as Paul, Ann Thomas as Curly, Mason Adams as Buzz, Ann Sargent as Midge, Kathleen Cordell as Francis, Edwin Jerome as the Dean, Bill Lipton as Broughton, William Zuckert as McNeil, Nat Crowley as Arkle, and Harry Belliver recreating his original role as Mugg. Plays is an NBC production supervised by William Welch and directed by Edward King. Fred Collins speaking. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.